This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Wait.
Kevin McCullough, I'm starting with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No. Who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh. Hey, we are so glad to have you with us. Thank you for being here. Thank you also to Bernie Kerik for joining us last hour. He stayed with us a lot longer than I thought we would get, and was appreciative of his insight on all the stuff that we discussed, particularly the two stories that are just that I'm just burned on tonight. Before the Trump tweets went out this morning, I was already yesterday on all my broadcasts here in New York and the national one. I was already peeved about what's going on in San Francisco. The fact that you have, in essence, a sanctuary city. That is such a sanctuary city that they allowed a five-time illegal alien back into their city under their safeguard, and then he somehow gets a public official's gun. He's just taking target practice on a Sunday night off of the hills, and he shoots a girl through the heart that's down and she dies in her dad's arms. Remember that guy? He had been deported five times. So that city that's already taken that strong of a stand toward sanctuary status is now telling the federal authorities that they are not going to participate in the Joint Terrorism Task Force. They're a major naval and air hub into North America. What would keep any terrorist from deciding, you know what, we just found our way in. We're going to San Francisco. It's appalling, and I hope that the city changes its mind. Maybe my next guest has some opinion about it. She is a Californian. In recent years, she thinks of herself as a girl from the Midwest and from the East Coast and a New Yorker for a period of time. But she is also an experienced radio pro. She's the former producer for the Great American Sean Hannity, heard on many of the stations that you're hearing me on tonight. She's also a former morning show host for The Morning Answer at KRLA AM 870 in Los Angeles. Those of you watching on Biz TV Channel 8 in L.A. tonight, you would know that. But she's also the co-host of the Lady Brains cast, and we'll get her to talk about that in a second and tell us all about it. Alicia Krauss, welcome back to Radio Night Live. Good to have you.
Thanks. And anyone that listened to The Morning Answer, this is often my appearance on air with Ben and Brian. So makeup and a mall cap.
So you're telling the TV audience that, let me just say for the radio people, she's got a ball cap on, so we can't really see her eyes or her face. It's just a big shadow.
Sorry,
but she's got her ear set on, and she's joining us. Alicia, it's good to have you back. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I almost feel like I should be gaming or something, like at a console with my American flag hat on, and you know.
And I'm sure the kind of video games you play involve guns and shooting things, particularly.
Actually, I'm not a big gamer. A really good girlfriend of mine, Kristen Soltis Anderson, is a kick-a gamer. I am definitely not. I kind of didn't grow up with it. I was a music geek, and I appreciated the Hamilton filler music, by the way.
There you go.
Does your audience know about that?
Unless you have to be online listening on the online version in between the hours. But, yeah, we've got a couple of cuts from Hamilton. We're a big music family in the McCullough household. I gave a little bit of your bio, but for people on Saturday night, you've probably done this show fewer times than the other broadcasts that you've appeared on for me. Again, remind us, you come from Oklahoma, but you lived in New York for a long time. You've got Midwest sensibilities, but you've got the kind of the passion and drive of the coast. So you're really a conflicted person, probably at heart.
I'm not conflicted. conflicted. I'm very strong and firm in my beliefs. I just happen to have spent all of my adult life, 7 years in New York City and almost 4 years in like the next 30 days, actually, in Los Angeles. So for some reason, the majority of my adult life has been, all of my adult life, actually, if you count from 18 on, I just turned 31. Has been spent in liberal meccas, which I actually think really fortified at 18 when I moved to New York City. Me being a conservative was actually taking the things that I had read about and believed, like in middle school and high school, and actually taught to homeschool groups and stuff, because homeschooled all 12 years, hashtag nerd.
Right.
And then going to New York, and even though I was interning and then ended up working in conservative media, there are a lot of, shocker, people within the talk radio realm that don't believe what you and I believe, or people at church that I would encounter on the street or at a bar or on a blind date. And so I think that those kind of experiences are great, and I recommend that every conservative move away from home and, you know, kind of trial by fire and really be questioned and research and learn what you believe. Then not just when it comes to politics, but when it comes to faith too.
Sure, everything about life. Like if you're not giving, yeah. if you're not giving yourself a worldview, you're going to be grossly disappointed in a lot of areas, because mm-hmm. you're going to be kind of confused. That's the fun thing about being a really strong conservative in a place like New York City. There's so many millennials that work in the lower Wall Street, Broadway region that I work in every day. And, yeah. To get to interface with them, you know, at a pub after work or just on the sidewalk, they don't know what they believe. They know what they think they're supposed to be kind of mm-hmm. in the cool crowd. But when you really start to break it down, it's like, do I really believe that? And everything from taxes to, I don't know, pick the most socially conservative, oriented issue you can come up with, like pro-life or something. They can't yeah. articulate why it's better to kill an unborn child than to. So it opens up a lot of opportunity for conversation, that's for sure.
And you bring up the pro-life issues, which is something I'm incredibly passionate about, and I actually did a PragerU video on it last year, comparing just how left-leaning and how pro-abortion, you know, pro-choice America's abortion laws are compared to lots of Eastern and Western Europe, which we kind of consider an American progressive's tout as what America should be.
Right.
But in the majority of those countries, after 20 weeks, abortions are totally illegal, unless it's the life of a mother. And so even liberal millennials, thank God for science and, you know, baby apps that anybody can download on their phone, people are recognizing that it is a unique human being with its own DNA, its own thumbprints by 15 weeks, you know, its own heartbeat by 8, the list goes on and on. And over 60% of millennials, left and right leaning, say that they think that abortion should not be allowed after 20 weeks in the United States, and it should be under very limited circumstances before then, even in the first trimester. So I one of my favorite things that I have a love-hate relationship with this comment when I hear from people at my other job at PragerU as the director of outreach, is I love hearing from high school and college students, oh my God, I watched these videos and I realized I was a conservative.
Right.
It makes me really excited that they found our videos and that they made them realize that they're a conservative, because they're 100 factually based. They're not on emotion. It's on history and our founding principles and the principles of Western civilization and right and wrong, right? But then the other part of me goes, oh my God, how sad is it that they had to wait until they were 16, 17, 18, 25, 35 years old before they realized that what they believe is a core principle, they were walking around thinking that they were a liberal and probably voting that way their entire life.
Yeah, no, that's very compelling. For those of you joining us, she keeps referring to Prager University. Dennis Prager is a nationally syndicated talk show host. And actually, I have to confess this, of all the people in the industry, probably the person that I have admired most in the business is Dennis Prager, because
I don't think I knew that about you.
His communication,
I've known you for like 12 years.
Yeah, his communication skill and the ability that he, this is what I love about Dennis, and I really try to model it in my work. He has the ability to construct a conversation with anybody who believes anything on any plane at any time at any place. And he's not afraid to have that conversation, again, back to worldview, because of what he feels very confident about his own belief system. I don't agree with him on everything, but there are very few things that we disagree on. But where we do disagree, we have our reasons for disagreeing. And so we know that. But I love the winsomeness with which Dennis has always conducted himself both mm-hmm. in on air and in person. I've had a chance to know him for a number of years, and I find him to be just as winsome in real life as he is on TV or on radio. Alicia Krauss is our guest. This is the Ladies Lounge, if you just joined us. An aptly titled segment of the show on Saturdays where we take the brilliant women of media, we give them the platform and say, what do you want to talk about? I do want to get your opinion on this.
And then they show makeup free. No.
Well, you know, there's so many, Alicia, that have told us, you're on TV. No, I'm just going to phone it in. I'll send you a headshot.
Yeah.
And you were like, you know, hey, I'll get on the Skype with you. I'm really appreciative that you're willing to do it.
Oh, no problem. I just was at Home Depot. We're remodeling a bathroom. And
yeah.
My husband's doing it. I'm just doing the cleanup. And so it was the bathroom.
Yeah, don't believe her, people. She knows how to shoot guns and swing a hammer and do all kinds of stuff. She's being very modest here.
I got
the drill.
Say.
And the chainsaw.
And the sawzall. Sawzall is really fun. And I'm a decent painter. I actually got paid to do that in high school. I had lots of odd jobs. But so I've been doing Home Depot runs and then catching up on laundry because the laundry room is also getting remodeled, and my washer was out of commission.
Perfect.
And anyway, so this is why I look like this.
Well, when we come back, because we're up against a break, when we come back, I want to get your take on this story that is closer to home for you than it is for us, but the San Francisco Police Department pulling out of the Joint Terrorism Task Force. It should be the lead news on every network, and it probably would be if the president's tweets weren't. But we'll get to that and more when we...
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Precious Metals, your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do.
So glad to have you with us. Kevin McCullough live from New York and from the Extreme Media Studios in the greatest city on the planet. We are glad to welcome you back in, both on the Biz TV television network, a whole gaggle of Salem Media Group stations across the country. In fact, we've got a new one that's joining us in a couple of weeks from Phoenix. Looking forward to that station joining us. And also the ancillary stations that carry us, which there are many. We're on over 300 radio outlets and in 44 million television households, and couldn't be happier than to have you with us every Saturday. And always grateful, because new people join us almost every single week. Our phone number is 888-340-3373. Alicia Krauss is our guest tonight in the Ladies Lounge. It's our weekly segment where we bring brilliant women from media and we put them on the spot, and we ask them to talk about things that are passionate to them. Alicia, you're part of this new broadcast called the Lady Brains Cast. Talk about the concept behind it and how people can find it.
The concept behind it was, for like 3 or 4 years, some girlfriends and I, that include brilliant women in media like Kristen Soltese Anderson, Mary Catherine Hamm, Emily Zanotti over at Heat Street, which is the millennial wing of the Wall Street Journal, Bethany Mandel, a mutual friend of ours whose husband is the editor of the New York Post, and she's a
several of these ladies have been guests on this very segment.
Exactly. And then there's Amelia Hamilton, who's an educational expert, and Lindsay Fifield, who's at Heritage Foundation. I mean, the list, there's like 7 or 8 of us total. So the only non-regular people are Kristen Soltese Anderson, who's a brilliant Republican pollster, and our girlfriend Mary Catherine Hamm, who of course is at the Federalist and CNN. They'll pop in every once in a while, but we have these nonstop like Facebook chats, in Facebook Messenger and text messaging and emailing and stuff about just life, being moms, being friends, being wives, being siblings.
And you decided to turn this into a show.
Yes. And actually, my husband and Bethany's husband kind of take credit for it, or they should, because they're like, why don't you guys just have a podcast? Like, this sounds like a good podcast idea. So we called it the Lady Brains Podcast because we liked the idea that we're a whole bunch of really political, very conservative, smart ladies. But we're kind of talking about dumb things. And sometimes it's surprising, even lefties will tune in and be like, I didn't like that you guys are okay with guns, but I thought your experience at the gun range was really interesting to listen to. So, you know, we'll kind of talk about things like that. I think in a couple of weeks we're going to have a Disney-related episode because Emily Zanotti and I are obsessed with anything Disney. And, of course, there's the picture that was recently released of Emily Blunt, who's going to be portraying Mary Poppins.
I know. We got to talk about that. Mary Poppins doesn't need to be redone, does it? I mean, it won an Oscar.
Let's just say my 3.5-year-old knows every single line to every single song, and I'm proud, and I take it as a parenting win that and The Sound of Music were the first two full-length films that she watched.
Ah, very good. Well, she's got her.
Maybe I have an obsession with Julie Andrews. That's another conversation for another day.
But maybe the most perfect singer to ever live. I mean, you know, it's not a bad. Well, here's what I think you should. I think that the Lady Brains cast will become something bigger than a podcast at some point. I kind of have this feeling And I think that I could maybe be of help in that regard in some
way. Okay, well, let me know.
We'll see what we can
do.
We
love our friends at Ricochet, and we're really excited because Panoply recently decided to take us on, too. And we have some awesome sponsors, just like you do. And we're just having fun with it. It's once a week, and even though there's, like, seven of us, there's only ever three at a time. So
right, right, right.
Rotating.
No, I'm a geeky guy, but I tune in and catch it from time to time. So check that out, the Lady Brains podcast, and you can get it on all your podcasting platforms.
Yep.
If you subscribe through iTunes, that's probably the easiest way. Alicia, this story north of you in San Francisco, the city has decided, and they've officially announced now, that they're withdrawing from the Joint Terrorism Task Force. Bernie Carrick was with us in the first hour. He's the one that actually helped construct this task force.
Yep.
They've stopped 93 Islamic terror attacks on American soil since 9/11. That's 16 years they've stopped 93. 12 of those attacks came in the last 12 months. So they're averaging about one a month that they're putting down. They've got 1,000 active investigations open. And San Francisco suddenly said, blank you to the rest of the country. We're not participating. Couple that with the fact that they're a sanctuary city. What do we do? Do we saw San Francisco off and let them go float in the Pacific?
And the charm, the icing on the cake or the cherry on top, and this is obviously being sarcastic, is, you know, recently in the last 6 months, because of California's ridiculous and San Francisco's even more ridiculous and unconstitutional limitations of the Second Amendment, there are no longer gun stores in the city of San Francisco. Because, you know, gang crime is a big thing there, and they're really concerned about, you know, gangs being able to purchase guns, but not concerned about the illegal immigrants that obtained a gun from an officer to
Wait. So gang members go to legal gun stores and apply for the 3-day waiting permits.
That's what San Francisco is saying.
To
you know,
then get their lawfully registered with the serial number registered gun to go use to commit crimes. Yeah, I'm sure that's happening.
Don't get me started. So, I mean, the sheriff up there in the county is ridiculous. The mayor is ridiculous. The city council is ridiculous. I mean, I think nudity is still legal there. They allow people to pee on the street. They've actually invented, like, paint that repels urine so it doesn't start to fester and smell. I mean, it's just, they've gone above and beyond in this stupidity when it comes to liberalism. I just don't get this. I mean, San Francisco is one of the top largest countries as far as population goes in the United States.
Yeah.
And I would definitely imagine that it's a security threat based on the fact that, you know, hey, thank God I have tons of friends and family that work in the industry, but it's Silicon Valley. I mean, there's a lot of tech stuff happening up there that any, like, whether it's Russia, North Korea, China, anyone, you think would be susceptible to cyber hacking or an actual physical act of terror. It's just idiotic to me that they would pull out of this Joint Terrorism Task Force.
Well, and then you consider the fact that really all our enemies are looking for is one chink in the armor, right? One place to get in, one place to get through.
And then to advertise it. And they're, like, being dumb and wearing it as if it's a badge of honor, and it's like them being anti-Trump and we're okay without him. You're putting your own citizens at risk. It doesn't matter who's in the Oval Office.
Right. We're speaking with Alicia Krauss, and you can find her work at the Lady Brains podcast. She's also got her own website, Facebook page, and Twitter profile, at Alicia Krauss. You can also follow her, and she's always got cogent things to say about the news of the day. Real quickly, the circumstance with the Attorney General, who has been confirmed, but little of his staff has been confirmed, came up this week, and I know you had thoughts about how that whole situation went down. What were they?
With what?
With Mr. Sessions and the Russian claims.
I actually tweeted in 140 characters or less, a cogent thought, thanks for that compliment, that Sessions would be the absolute last person in the Trump White House or in any level of the Trump administration that would be colluding with Russia.
Right.
I know dear friends that have worked with him for years. I mean, I've had drinks with the guy. I've known him and been a fan of him and his policies for years. I think he's been a great senator. I think he'll be a great attorney general. I think it was smart based on everything that was lined up for him to recuse himself.
Sure.
But as we've seen, it was a total setup. I mean, the Obama administration set up the meeting with him at the Capitol, which was fitting for his role as a senator on the committees that he is serving on, with that Russian ambassador that now CNN and everybody else is dubbing a spy. And, I mean, I understand that there are ambassadors around the world that do clandestine
services. Alicia, we're out of time. I'm sorry. You've got so much good things to say. Thank you for taking time out of your Saturday to be with us.
Thanks. I'm going to go eat dinner now.
Yeah, you do that. It's Kevin McCullough, and that's Alicia Krauss. Next week, Bree Payton of The Federalist will join us. I hope you can make it. And we take...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Of all the boys, of all the boys, boys, of all the boys, 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 boys. boys, 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 boys.
So glad you're with us, Kevin McCullough. Welcome to Saturday. Man, it's been a show, hasn't it? I mean, you got Bernie Kerik, you got Alicia Krauss, you got smart people talking about the news of the day. And now the smartest ones of all, you. We're going to have you be part of the broadcast. First of all, I want to say thank you to TechWorks.com for making this broadcast possible. If you are sick and tired of people not being able to operate your computer network for your business, if you are a business owner and you have headaches as it relates to your computer business, TechWorks promises you that they will fix that for you. You will not only not enjoy working with them, which you will. They will never nickel and dime you. They will always fix things. They will always follow through. They will always be reachable. They have a 60-minute promise of response on any outage that you have. They know very simply that if you're not online, your people, product, and process are all underperforming, and they don't want that to happen. Call them and find out how you can access their incredible cloud and cybersecurity systems that are better than anyone else's in the country. TechWorks.com, TechWerxe.com, TechWorks.com, TechWerxe.com, or 973-567-6404. They exist to make sure that you stay in the good. Let's go to the phones because a lot of people want to weigh in. Let's start with Shenny calling from Hollywood, California, watching us tonight on Biz TV. Hello, Shenny. Welcome.
Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for your call.
Well, you know what? I have so much to say, but I'm just going to say a few things because I know you have more people waiting.
Go right ahead.
I was telling the young gentleman that took my call before, it is so frustrating to know that Obama can get away with things like tapping conversations on a candidate when we know that Hillary Clinton's husband went in a plane with Loretta Lynch and the media didn't make anything about it. They just waved it away like it was the most natural thing. Loretta Lynch said, "Oh, we were talking about our grandchildren in golf.
Yeah.
She really, does she think that people are stupid? I hope not. Then I am shocked what you just said about San Francisco. I have heard, you know, Circuit 9 and all the stories about San Francisco, but this is just way too much because they are putting the people in danger, not only in San Francisco, but in the whole United States.
Yeah, the entirety of the country is made risky because of this action. Because all it takes is getting a few people through that port, and then they're off to wherever they want to go in the United States.
Exactly. Well, you know what? It's like when they send, remember when they send that bunch of kids in the plane, in the trains, and where are those kids now? It's very frustrating to hear. You know, like I said, you know, I live in Hollywood, California. It's very liberal. I live in a building that only liberals are. But to me, abortion is the same. The lady that was before in your show, Alicia Krauss,
yes.
I never heard of her before, but I totally admire the way, the things that she said, because that's the way I think. You know, abortion to me is unbelievable. I don't want to support or have my taxpaying money going to pay for abortions on the Planned Parenthood. It's okay if they do breast exams and they help women, but it's not okay to pay for abortions.
Shani, I appreciate the call. It's actually you and I are in agreement, too, and the problem is Planned Parenthood doesn't do breast exams and they have no mammogram machines. They say they do, but they don't. And if you even try to get, you know, a referral for some of the cancer screenings, they don't even do most of them on site. You have to go to other places after they refer you somewhere. Anyway, Shani, I appreciate your call, and thanks for watching us tonight in Hollywood, California on the Biz TV TV network. And please come back. Saturday nights, we're here every single week. Tell your friends. All right, let's go to Walt in Philadelphia tonight. Walt, also watching Biz TV. Hello, Walt.
Hi, Kevin.
Glad you're back. What'd you want to say?
Hey, these treasonous leftist liberals that are comparing President Trump to dictators like Hitler are very ignorant of history. Kevin, when the American Army liberated the Dachau concentration camp in 1945, They found the meticulous records there that the SS and Gestapo had left as to why the inmates were incarcerated.
Right.
And behind many of, aside of many of the names, Ken, was written in German, Verboten Gewehr haben ihm. That means that they were caught with having an illegal gun. As we know, Hitler had Hitler was a notorious gun control fanatic. So, Kevin, 1 year ago tonight, on the night of March 5th, 2016, I coined the moniker Hillary Clinton, because Clinton, had she won that election, she'd now be issuing executive orders for us.
Yeah,
to
that's
turn in
that's
our
entirely
guns.
Possible, Walt. Thanks for the call, as always. More of your calls when we continue. Do you like the fact that Obama tapped Trump's phones? We'll continue the discussion next.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife. From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Oh,
glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough live from New York, and glad to have you here at Radio Night Live. The headlines say it all. There continues to be back and forth from the Trump and the Obama camps as to the validity of these claims. They are now not denying, and this is how it has shifted. Early this morning, the president tweeted out that Obama bugged him. He tapped his wires. Throughout the day, you saw carefully worded denials by the president. In fact, here's a little bit of what Trump had to say. How low has President Obama gone to tap my phones during the very sacred election process? This is Nixon Watergate bad or sick. I bet a good lawyer could make a great case out of the fact that President Obama was tapping my phones in October just prior to the election. Is it legal for a sitting president to be wiretapping a race for president prior to an election turned down by a court order? A new low. That was all the tweets that Donald Trump was putting out early this morning. It turns out that the Obama people stopped saying that the wiretaps didn't exist. They started the day saying, no, he's never been hot. And what they had to eventually move to was, no, the president didn't order the tapping. But now, if you go back and you look at the details, the question is, was federal surveillance authorized by a judge? And if it was, if the FISA requests were honored, they only came into the FISA court through the executive branch of the United States government, meaning that it was the Attorney General and the Department of Justice, the law enforcement wing of the government that is controlled by and overseen by the president, who had to make that submission, who had to make those requests. So you can't have it both ways. Either the previous administration attempted to tap President Trump's offices in the Trump Tower, or they didn't. And it's pretty obvious from the records that are now being sifted through and that we now know exist that it in fact happened. So all you Obama supporters that are out there trying to play this cute little semantics game about the words, oh, well, the president didn't order his phones tapped. No, it was just all of his wired communication and his emails and his servers. By the way, when you go into a FISA court, you have to have two things to convince the judge. One, there has to be foreign interference. Secondly, there has to be a criminal complaint. As best we can piece it together, the foreign interference was they believed that some of Trump's people had illegal activity going on with Russian banks. They got into the server. They discovered that none of that was, in fact, the case. At least they found no evidence of it being the case. But they kept the wiretaps open. Why? Why were the wiretaps kept open 1 month before the election? Why did they reclassify the investigation as a criminal investigation into this illegal activity between Russia and his upper staff, which they never found any evidence of? Why did they switch it to suddenly a secret national security investigation? Ben Rhodes, the former policy advisor for Obama and the guy that wrote the Iran deal, he's blasting the Trump claims. He said, no president can order a wiretap. See the game he's playing? No, the president can't order a wiretap. That doesn't matter. Did the Justice Department, bearing Obama's name, request one? Did they secure one? And did they put one in place? In terms of history, it is of no significant difference whether it was the president himself or the attorney general, because the attorney general acts in the name of and on behest of the president of the United States. Friends, what we have here is a fairly significant invasion of privacy. What we have here is a fairly significant covert operation through the abuse of actual government power. Bernie Kerik, that was with us in the first hour, made mention, you know, Nixon and the whole Watergate stuff, he used retired CIA and civilians to accomplish all those things. That was bad. That was criminal. The people that were involved went to jail. President Obama and the Justice Department utilized official government sanction to do what they did. They abused the power that they were attempting to exercise. And, of course, the media is taking the Obama side, running around to former senior intelligence officials, and they said, well, it's highly unlikely that there was a wiretap. Friends, if the Justice Department had put in place a wiretap, other than the agents working on that wiretap, there would be practically no knowledge of the wiretap beyond the agents that worked it. That's the way it works. That's the way the wiretaps are operated. So former senior intelligence officials, and it's always through the FBI, so this guy, this senior intelligence official could have been a former CIA guy. He would have had no idea at all. No access to the records, no ability to comment on what it was. So his opinion means bupkis. These denials that the Obama people are putting forward mean bupkis. They can deny all they want. But there was a federal request for surveillance. Those FISA requests entered into the records in July and in October. Someone signed off on them. And only a limited number of people can, either an attorney general, an assistant attorney general, or an acting assistant attorney general. But only one of those three people can sign off on it. And trust me, if there was an assistant or an acting assistant, there would be no way that they would sign off on it and the attorney general not be told about it. And there's no way that the attorney general would authorize it and not tell the president. Just because Obama did not order the wiretap does not mean that he was not involved, does not mean that it did not happen, and thus far has not proven that he was in any way not involved in the process. Understand the denials that they are making and read them for the words that they are. They are telling you all kinds of things by what they are not saying. Always do that. Always hold them accountable. And if you think that this deserves a congressional investigation, ask your senator and congressman to get involved. 202-224-3121. That's the congressional switchboard. Ask your senator and your House members to demand a congressional investigation into why President Obama wiretapped President Trump. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. 202-224-3121. That's the number. Ask for your congressional representative when you call. I'm Kevin McCullough. Final thoughts and your opportunity to weigh in. 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you so much for being with us on this very eventful Radio Night Live broadcast. Thankful for everyone that participated. And for those of you that called, 888-340-3373. By the way, BizTV replays the entire broadcast, so if you missed Bernie Kerik, stick around. Because at the top of the hour, you'll get hour number one again, and Bernie's stuff will be just as relevant. He really should be being featured on many of the Sunday morning talk shows tomorrow. I'm hoping that at least a couple of them will pick him up. But here's the thing. When you've got this level of seriousness with the former administration and their complete malfeasance in terms of the election process, and San Francisco saying that they're not going to be a good neighbor to the rest of the country anymore, you do wonder if that third thing that Bernie talked about with this all-out attempt to undermine Trump completely and to try to get him out of office, if that's not fully in play here. And that's why we need to be wise as serpents and paying attention as closely as we can to what's going on. I want to say thanks to the good people at MyPillow for making tonight's broadcast possible. If you are not getting the best sleep of your life every single night of your life, then it's simple. You have not gotten the MyPillow. And right now, you have a better reason to get it than any other time. One thing, they're 40% off when you get the Mike 4-pack tonight. 800-506-2641. Get one king or queen-size pillow. Get a second of the same size. Get two go-anywhere pillows. They're going to take 40% off the price just because you use the Kevin McCullough phone line to get there. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. They're made in America. They guarantee them for 60 days, cash back, no questions asked. 10 years, they warranty them. They'll replace them, no questions asked. They're made in America. They employ 1,100 people. They make 25,000 pillows a day, and they are changing the people's lives that get them. If you've got a MyPillow, you know how good it is. Get some for your friends. You're not going to find a better price on them than this. 40% off again when you call for the 4-pack. 800-506-2641 and free shipping. So call right now. Free shipping when you call the Kevin McCullough hotline. 800-506-2641. 1-800-506-2641. 800-506-2641. You know, there's lots of reasons why we could on any given day just lose everything in America that's precious to us. Friends, what I really don't want to see happen is that we become apathetic and we think, well, because this new administration isn't like the old one, it's all going to be taken care of. This deep state stuff has a lot more teeth to it than people realize. There's a lot of people that are entrenched in places that have been able to work their way in that really need to be uprooted. Bernie Kerik said they need to all be gone. We need to make sure that the people that aren't helping the situation improve, be removed as quickly as possible. And it's tough because people like the Attorney General Jeff Sessions, he's been confirmed. They haven't confirmed his assistant. So right now on anything that the Sessions group has to recuse themselves on, guess what? It's Obama's people that are running the investigation. Anyway, having said all that, please join us next Saturday for another great edition of Radio Night Live, live from New York City.
With you.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.